25 years ago, a baby died. A beautiful six-month-old, very healthy baby died. And from the death of that baby, a walk was born. We were a bunch of Yarralumla mums, a close-knit group of mums who went through our pregnancies together. We went through childbirth, not together, although some of us were at each other's births. We breastfed together, we talked about our babies together, playgroup, preschool, and we were a very close group of women. After Joseph died, one of our number thought, there's got to be something we can do to bring a small amount of solace to a grieving mother. Anyway, the walk was born, and we started this walk, and we've been doing it for 25 years, and 3 mornings a week we go. Anyway, we were pretty regular walking along, and we used to pass a guy who was also fairly regular on a bicycle. And we didn't take much notice. He was just one of the people we said good morning to. Until one morning we were walking and Karen said to me, "Did you see that?" I said, "What?" She said he had all his genitals hanging out the side of his shorts. "No," I said. "Yes," she said. I said, "Well, next walk, I'll be looking." So the next... So we're walking along the next time and I'm looking but trying not to look, and the people behind me are looking and trying not to look, and he went past and we went, "Oh, he has!" All hanging out and on display for us to see. Well, we thought, this is not why we get up so early to go on the morning walk. This spoils the beauty and tranquility of our Yarralumla walk. But we thought, fairly harmless, we won't take any notice. But it happened 3 times a week, every time we'd pass this guy. And it had started to have a bit of an effect on us as we were coming. Not that kind of effect. As we got to the point where we'd pass him, we'd go silent. And we'd all be thinking, will it be on display again today? Anyway, I said, "Don't worry, the first cold snap's coming. That'll stop him." Sure enough, the first frost of winter, and we're marching thinking, "Ha-ha, got you." And he's got track pants on, so we thought, that's it, we won't see it now. But he'd split the crutch. And this just went on. But then it started to have another effect on us. Some people said, "I don't feel safe doing this walk on my own anymore. I think I'll stop." And then I started to get angry. I thought, that bastard. It's one thing to spoil the tranquility and beauty of the walk. It's another to curtail our freedom and make women, particularly women, feel unsafe. I'm going to get him. I know, I'll take a photo. So one morning, I walked along. I had my camera under my clothes. If you'll include, excuse the pun, it was cocked and ready. And marching along, here he came through the Westbourne woods. As he drew close, I pulled out the camera, flash, took the photo. He swung his right leg across his body and nearly fell off his bike. He got a look of complete horror on his face as he saw what I'd done. But then he was gone and we were gone. "Hooray," we said, "we've got him." Anyway, I took the photo. I had the photo developed. In those days, you had to wait to have the photo developed. And when it came back, I called the police and I gave the photo to the police, and they took it away, and I don't know what they did with it. I don't think they ever caught the guy. But the thing is, we didn't see him again. Now we talk about things like aging parents and our grown-up children and our grandchildren. So it's a different, the conversation is different, but we're still there walking together, most of us. We got rid of the flasher, and my piece of advice would be, if you want to beat a flasher, become a flasher yourself. Thank you.
Sally Richards with that story. All the stories you'll hear today were recorded at the Belconnen Arts Centre and are Now Hear This, supported by 666 ABC Canberra. You're on Now Hear This, where people get together to tell their true stories into a microphone in front of an audience.